Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the intersection of ag and entertainment.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Tis the season for corn mazes and pumpkin patches, and while they can just seem like a bit of fun, they can also mean big business for Ohio growers. As part of an ongoing collaboration with Midstory, a nonprofit newsroom based in Toledo, Celia Johnson reports.
Phil Rehm is a fifth-generation farmer at Rehm Produce Farm. The farm has been in business for more than a century, and for the majority of that, they wholesaled produce. But around the early 2000s, business became unreliable.
They had done the wholesale for quite a while, and that got to be not sustainable. Had a couple bad years in a row.
So they opened up a corn maze, and it took off. Now the farm offers more than 20 activities, including a giant slide, a pumpkin cannon, and pig races. And Rehm and his family still make that maze every year.
So every line on the graph paper represents a line out here in the field. And then we just connect the dots and follow the graph paper and take the tractor and the tiller and cut it all out.
Rehm says the fall activities represent about 10% of their income, and that's part of a larger trend.
Agritourism is when farms open up their fields, their barns, even their farmhouses, even their homes, and they share their agricultural heritage and traditions with visitors.
That's Lisa Chase, an extension professor at the University of Vermont. She says the USDA's definition of agritourism includes things like hay rides, overnight farm stays, and farm-hosted hunting and fishing trips. It's a growing industry in the U.S. broadly, and in Ohio specifically. Revenue from USDA-defined agritourism activities doubled in the state between 2017 and 2022, the second fastest growth in the Midwest. And those numbers don't even include direct sales, things like pick-your-own fruit, CSA boxes, and roadside stands, which are counted separately. Jason Ensminger is a professor and the State Extension Specialist for Small Business at the University of Maine. He's the co-author of a series of briefs analyzing data from the USDA's 2022 Census of Agriculture.
Ohio, for example, you know, the average operation that does agritourism and recreational services is gaining about $35,000-$36,000 just from doing that activity.
For small and medium-sized farms, that money can be a huge help. But Chase, the professor from Vermont, says it's about more than that.
Authenticity, healthy experiences, local food, being in touch with nature, spending time with animals, spending time harvesting fruits and vegetables. These are all experiences that really touch at the core of humanity.
Ohio has the fourth largest number of farms in the U.S., but 82% of its population lives in urban areas, more people than ever before. That means an increasingly small number of Ohioans have a direct connection to the people and places that grow their food. Rehm believes farms like his have a part to play in changing that.
A lot of folks may have never even been on a farm before, and this is the only farm that they know. So we try and present it in a way that's friendly to them and provide some education on our hay rides and stuff as well.
Rehm manages vegetable production, raises pigs, and drives weekly to farmers markets around Northwest Ohio. Plus, he also serves as the substitute hog race caller.
One for the money, two for the show. Everyone get loud. Piggies, go, go, go. We're off to a slow start.
It's a lot of work. But for Rehm, the payoff is worth it, especially after a stressful year of traditional farming.
We love to see, friends and families and come out and have all the smiling faces. So it makes it a little bit easier after you've had a long, hard season. Yeah.
From Midstory and the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Celia Johnson.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.